This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every single week. Booney, welcome back to the program. Good to have you, man.
Guys, good to be here. What do we got cooking?
What do we got cooking?
What don't we got cooking?
So first of all, have you talked to your brother since he got rung the other day for saying nothing, zero?
Oh, Uncle Arnie. No, he's overwhelmed. He's got family in town. He's got my son, his girlfriend, and Nick. My son-in-law, Nick, is a shortstop for the A's, so Savannah's out there as well, my daughter. So he's got a house full, so they're filling me in. It's weird. When it happened, I'm pulling up. Me and my dad now, dad's getting a little older.
Yeah.
In our old age together, we do family physicals for the Boone men. So it's the only way I can get my dad to go to the doctor. So we had a family physical on the day that it happened. Was that Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we pull up to the doctor's office. Mom's driving dad to meet me, and she gets out of the car. Your brother just got kicked out of the game. Your brother just got kicked out of the game. I said, Mother. And she's watching it. She's got the MLB app. It's 8 in the morning or whenever.
Yeah, it was like 10, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I said, Mom, what's new? He gets kicked out all the time.
Once a week.
So I laughed because, and then I got to see, what happened as the day went on. I got all the clips and stuff. And I tell Aaron all the time, and I kid him. I said, dude, uncle with the getting thrown out of the games. Okay, we got it. You got your players back. You love your players.
You're fiery. We get it.
Yeah, I get it. But yeah, you're the best, And I said, but just ease off and stop with this stupid strike zone and the box on Fox that's got the hitter track and all that.
Yeah.
We never had that before.
No.
Eyeball. It's either a strike or a ball, but it's not, when you yell at the umpire, he's going to get back to you. So he laughs and he goes, yeah, I got to get a little better with that. Anyway, I saw the clip and it cracks me up because Hunter Wendelstedt, it's early in the game. Aaron's probably said something.
Oh yeah.
And he's going, we're not going here this early in the game. It's the first inning. All right, I'm going to stop it right here. He yells at Aaron, I don't give a crap who in the dugout, any of your players say a word. It's on you because you're the captain of the ship. And Aaron kind of gives him the whatever. All right, so Hunter lays the law down, right? Now all of a sudden this fan out of nowhere yells and Hunter just reacts, thinking it's a player. He throws him out. The reaction from Aaron's great.
Priceless.
It's like, what? It's like we're at a travel ball game and he's 13 years old. And, come to find out, I'm sure Hunter, after it all ended, by the next day, he's probably like, oh, shoot, I threw him out. But there were no ill intentions. Hunter's going to get a little slap on the wrist. Aaron's going to get nothing because he shouldn't. But every time I watch my little brother argue, I laugh because it's so genuine. People understand this. It's the farthest thing from premeditated. It's what. And I know what goes through his brain. I've lived with this kid my whole life. And I just see that 8-year-old arguing with me about a field goal in the backyard or, we're playing wiffle ball and it was a home run, but he thinks it hit the foul line. And I know it hit the foul line, but this is going to get him going. So I'm going to argue like, it's clearly fair. No, it's not, Brett. No, it's. So every time he's out there arguing, I just go back to our childhood. And we've got a couple buddies, Aaron and myself, we both keep in contact with, childhood friends. And every time something like that, I'll get a text and he'll text Aaron, what are you doing? It's like he's on the playground again. So it's entertaining. But I'll tell you, it's as genuine as all get out. That's what he is. I mean, what you see, Aaron Boone, that is genuinely who he is. And I know those wheels are spinning in his brain every time he goes onto the field thinking, okay, I got to be respectful. I don't want to show anybody up, but I have to get my point across. And then he just gets into it. And that's the way he argues. And he always has. And it's great. It's great to watch. But yeah, I told him at this point, you've been a manager now. You're kind of a seasoned manager. Let's try not to get thrown out quite as often.
Incredible. Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Well, let's talk about umpires in general. I mean, we've said it before. It's like beating a dead horse. I'm to the point now already, 26 games in, I'm like, I can't complain about the umpires anymore. It's given me undue and unnecessary stress. I can't imagine what it was like down on the field. You know, you're talking about your numbers, you're talking about wins, losses, a couple calls last night that I thought were insane that Doug Ettings made. Did you ever have an umpire that had like a personal vendetta against you that you felt like this guy's got it out for me?
Oh, early in my career with that. It's different. Let me put this into context. I had Ted Barrett on the podcast the other day.
Yeah.
Recently retired, 29-year guy, retired after the 2002 season. He talked about Booney when you came up and I came up. We came up at the same time. Said it was different. It was each umpire had their own strike zone. We tried to do the best we could, but you know, some guys were low ball umps, some guys were high ball umps. Some guys were pitcher friendly, some were hitter friendly. But as hitters, we knew the rules. We get out there in the first inning, he's going to establish that strike zone. We're going to be watching closely, and the great ones would establish their strike zone. Hey, maybe this guy's strike zone is a little higher, but as a hitter, we're well aware of that, but he's not going to give the low strike. So as long as you keep to your strike zone, I'm good with it. You know, if he calls that high strike, I know he's calling that high strike because he's established that. So there was peace amongst the players and the umpires. As time's gone on, they said, no, we don't want each umpire to have their own. We want a universal strike zone. The strike zone is the same, which kind of makes it easier for everybody. So behind the scenes, these umpires are trained on a system. And the umpires, by the way, are better than they've ever been. And I've heard that from several umpires that are recently retired.
Interesting.
They train on a system behind the scenes that we know nothing about. Okay, that little – they've got – Woody, for your – me too. For my sanity, take that stupid box off the TV. It's inaccurate. Every umpire I've talked to said that's how we're – not how we're graded, Brett. So there might be four pitches that on the simulcast are called – they'll say, oh, that's outside the box. But the way they train and the system they train on the umpires, they got a perfect score on those four pitches. So he said, basically, we're going to do what we're supposed to call, and that's what we train on. And we can't help what is on Fox on the broadcast because that's not what balls and strikes are that we're told to call. So he said, basically, we're in a no-win situation. The problem is, yes, it's entertainment. That's what sports is, you know. It is entertainment. So for the guys at home that like to watch the game and have a kind of an idea what the actual strike zone is, that's great. But it should be, you know, for entertainment purposes only. The problem is now everybody's an expert sitting on their couch. You see that umpire, he stinks. He's terrible. In my day, we didn't have the box. Now, if I thought a pitch was close, you know, I'd have some words for the umpire. I'd go into the video room and I'd look at it, and it was an eyeball thing. I know what a strike is and a ball is, and I'd go, you know, that's too close for me to take in that position. So maybe I'd have a conversation with him later. Yeah, I thought it was just off, but you're right. That was too close for me to take. But there was obvious, you know, balls and strikes to the naked eye as a player. Now we're so skewed. And believe me, I fall victim to it too. I sit on the couch and yell, how can you call? And then I catch myself and I'm thinking, I'm turning into a crazy man.
Are they?
Because of this one thing, this stupid box.
Are they more sensitive now, though? I feel like umps now are spoiling for a fight. Yeah, and listen, I've said that, Brett. I'm the most sensitive, thin-skinned, name it. If you want to call that an insult.
They're in a no-win situation.
Yeah, they are.
No-win situation.
You've said it a million times. It's the worst job.
It's not for me.
It's so thankless.
But Brett, that's why I didn't become an umpire. Like, I know I would be the guy ripping my mask off, walking towards the dugout. Like, what'd you say? I'm that guy. I'm that guy in life. It just seems lately like, and look, they can control a lot of the game. What do you think about at least instituting some sort, we're talking to Brett Boone, by the way. What do you think about instituting at least some sort of challenge like they're doing in the minor leagues? Tap your helmet. You know, that ball's obviously down. You missed it. It's fine that you missed it. You know, pop my helmet and give me another look. You down with that, or do you think it's going to slow the game down? Or
I think so, because, you know, the game has changed. And to be honest with you, I don't like change. You know, I'm a traditionalist. I like everything, but you know what? The changes that have been made recently, I've learned to, as I get a little bit older, and now I'm in an analytical seat,
right,
where I'm analyzing games. I don't like the change, especially being a player and playing for so long. But I'll tell you, I've been pleasantly surprised, and I've learned to really have an open mind, because some of the changes they made that I thought I was staunch against, I've really kind of I kind of like that. I think it's good for the game. It moves the game along. So I'm open-minded to everything. I think at this stage, with the technology we have and so much confusion out there with umpires, and all I hear from the guys calling the game now up in the booth is everything is about every pitch. Oh, that's not a strike. He's terrible.
Yeah, it's true.
No, he's not. We didn't used to have that, because you didn't have this. The umpires are in a no-win situation. They're hypersensitive, but wouldn't you be if every single call is absolutely scrutinized by every Twitter follower on the earth? So, yes, old school Brett says, no, I love the human element. I love the game the way it is. But I think there's got to be a change just because of it. And the players today, they are hypersensitive to it, because they really know the strike zone, too, that is supposed to be called by the umpire. They're very good at it. You know, the umpires say, these players know what's a ball and a strike. That being said, if you go to a computer and you just go to an actual robo-umpire, I still think it's an incomplete science. I don't think they're there yet. I think they're getting better and better. But it doesn't account for Altuve being in the box or Aaron Judge being in the box. How do you do that? You know, how do you adjust it time to time? It's an imperfect science. So I think first step, I'm with you, Woodsy. I think there should be a challenge. And I think from what I've heard in the minor leagues, and I haven't seen it in play that often, but the feedback I'm getting, that it's been pretty successful at the minor league level. So I think the challenge system, don't get carried away. You get one challenge, and you can move on from that. I think definitely, if not next year, the following year, I think you're going to see something like that. Maybe one day. I think in our lifetime, we're going to see flat out umpires. But I also think you're going to go to McDonald's and there's not going to be a human being. So that's my thought, you know. But I think, going forward, the way the game's going, the perfection, we got to get everything perfect.
Yeah.
I think one day you're going to see robo-umps, but I think the first step is going to be that challenge system.
You know, it's interesting, too. We're talking to Brett Boone here. Just got a couple minutes left with Booney. It's just interesting to me, all the changes in baseball, and I've embraced most of them. Like, I like the pitch clock now. I absolutely think it helps speed the game along.
I love it.
Yeah, I didn't think I would, and I do. And, you know, the banning of the shift, okay, yeah, I can that too, and it forces guys to be a little more athletic at times. I definitely love that too. In your opinion, is there anyone that you don't like right now that they need to do away with? Like the ghost runner maybe on second?
You know, but along with that pitch clock, I kind of like it. If I got to watch a game, I like knowing that I'm going to be done in 2 hours and 40 minutes.
It's true.
I kind of like the ghost runner, and I never in a million years would say that. Now, I think it's the way they have it set up. You go to the postseason, there's no more ghost runner.
I like that. Me too.
Then you're going to true winner or loser. But for 162 games, I don't think there's a fairness or an unfairness to the ghost runner. So at first I was like, you kidding me? We don't have ghost runners in my day. But now I'm thinking, kind of like the ghost runner. I kind of think it moves it along, and it's doing what they're trying to do. I thought that, you know, of course, right now, huge advantage to the base stealers. And you see that. And you see guys stealing more bases, attempting to steal more bases. Ding, ding, ding. That was the whole purpose.
That's the point. Yep.
Is to get people to move and start playing old style baseball. I love it that guys are running now. Yes. It's way easier to steal a base now than it was 3 years ago. But that was the point. Hey, get people active. Get them thinking about running. Now, I think they're going to have to pare that back, the two disengagement rules, because I think base running is going to get out of control and everybody's going to be Ricky Henderson. But I think it was the premise behind it, I think, was really good. I don't know as far – here's what I don't like, and I'll end with this. Drilling the catcher. I it's like just pummeling him if I'm an opposing runner and he's in my way.
The blocking
rules. I think
that's
a part of the game.
Yeah.
The hockey aspect, I want it back.
Yes.
And for me being a second baseman, I don't like the fact that you have to slide straight into the bag. I think it cheapens my position. I think what we hung our hats on and to be elite at the second base position is the ability to turn that big double play with some dude barreling down on you trying to kick your butt in the left field. And the great ones turned it in the bottom of the ninth when you had to have it. They turned that big double play, got flipped in the air. Now the peanut lady can turn a double play. A left fielder can turn a double play. And I think it's really cheapened the integrity of my position that I played for so long. I don't like that, but everything else I kind of like. I love the fair and foul. You have to replay it. I love the fact that a close play at first base, it goes to the booth because you don't want to get that wrong. That's the difference of a game. One thing I think they could do away with is the instant replay on tag plays because it's dangerous. I think if you're out by 10 feet and you hold that glove down, you're very vulnerable to getting spiked, something. We used to just get it down, show that the ball beat him, show the umpire. Now you got to physically tag him, and now guys are doing swim moves. It's like acrobatics in the field. Who's got the best swim move to elude the guy when clearly you're out? So I don't really like that, but I don't want to get too ticky-tacky. Yes, I think for the most part, the rules are good. Oh, by the way, we didn't need the bigger bases, but the fact that they're here, I guess that's fine.
You're the man, dude. Knocked it out of the park as usual, Booney. We will talk to you very soon, brother. Thanks so much for checking in.
You got it, guys.
All right, buddy. That was Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider Calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. We got to check traffic, Paulie.